So it looks like there's been a bit of a development in the investigation into the January 6th attack on the Capitol, because the FBI, I believe for the first time, is now on record as saying it is considering seditious conspiracy charges. And that's important because holding the insurrectionists accountable for all of the crimes they committed, including the most serious, like justice, matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So I think it's time for an insurrection update. I've actually been on hiatus for about 48 hours. My wife and I took a little bit of downtime to rest up and rejuvenate, and we're now fully back in the fight for justice. Of course, I have to admit, I wasn't entirely successful backing away from the cell phone and staying off of Twitter over the last 48 hours, but I did the best I could. And I'm happy to be back, and I'm ready to go. And I think it's worth doing an insurrection update. Of course, as an aside, won't it be nice when we no longer have to worry about insurrection updates? When we can just look back in the history books and take some satisfaction at how ultimately all of the insurrectionists, everyone responsible for the attack on the Capitol, the attack on our democracy, was held accountable. But for now, let's take on a couple of important updates. This first one was reported by CNN. Headline: Seven more U.S. Capitol riot defendants plead guilty, including armed man who threatened to shoot Pelosi. With this latest flurry of court activity, 10% of the more than 600 known federal defendants charged in connection with the deadly riot have pleaded guilty. The pace of guilty pleas has picked up in recent weeks as the Justice Department tries to resolve dozens of lower-level cases involving nonviolent riot defendants. And as an aside, friends, the first trial of an insurrectionist, the first trial of a defendant who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, is scheduled to begin October 18th, right here in Federal District Court in Washington, D.C. The defendant's name is Aaron Mostofsky, and he is charged with several felony counts. And I'll be attending the trial all day, every day, trying to give legal updates and legal analysis via Twitter and in other ways. And I'm sure there will be some of the great reporters like Scott McFarlane, who has been doing terrific real-time reporting on all the insurrection cases. I'm sure Scott will be doing the reporting, but I'll be there throughout the trial trying to give everyone legal updates on what I see unfolding in the courtroom. So please stay tuned in that regard. But let's move on now to a second important update, probably more consequential than the first. And it was reported out by Mother Jones Magazine. And here's the headline: FBI seizes Oath Keeper lawyer's phone in seditious conspiracy investigation. The move suggests an expansion of the January 6th case against members of the militia network. The article begins: The FBI is investigating seditious conspiracy charges related to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, according to a search warrant served on a lawyer for the far-right Oath Keepers militia group. And then later in the article, it recounts: The warrant says the search is related to potential violations of nine criminal statutes, including seditious conspiracy. Now, friends, this reporting is important for two reasons. First of all, the FBI seized a lawyer's phone, not a defendant's phone, but a lawyer for the Oath Keepers militia group. That's important because seizing defendants' phones, electronic devices, or searching a defendant's home or office is entirely usual when you are a charged defendant in the case. This is a lawyer for the Oath Keepers. And when we are trying to seize, when I say we, when the Department of Justice, when the FBI is seeking a search warrant for a lawyer's property, electronic devices, home, office, those sorts of requests get vetted at the highest levels of the Department of Justice, typically up through the number two, the Deputy Attorney General, who presently is Lisa Monaco. And we take these requests very seriously because you don't want to interfere with, for example, an attorney-client relationship. So the fact that the FBI and the federal prosecutors at the Department of Justice obtained a search warrant for a phone belonging to a lawyer for the Oath Keepers organization is pretty consequential. It feels like it's the FBI and the federal prosecutors upping the investigative ante. And the other reason I say that is because the reporting indicates that one of the crimes expressly listed in that search warrant by the FBI is the crime of seditious conspiracy. I don't believe we have seen the FBI go on record in any search warrants previously saying we are investigating seditious conspiracy crimes, possible charges for the crime of seditious conspiracy. Again, it feels like an upping of the investigative ante. And for those of you scoring at home, the crime of seditious conspiracy, now we're going to go back to the big, ugly, blue book of federal laws, the crime of seditious conspiracy, which is 18 United States Code, Section 2384, reads as follows. And I'm going to break it down a little bit into layman's speak. If two or more persons conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States, or if they levy war against the United States, or if they oppose by force the authority of the United States, or if they prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or if they by force try to take, seize, or possess any property of the United States, contrary to the authority of the United States, they've committed the crime of seditious conspiracy, and they shall be fined and or imprisoned for not more than 20 years. Seditious conspiracy, indeed. This really does signal by the FBI putting in writing and submitting to a federal judge that it, the FBI, is investigating the crime of seditious conspiracy. It signals a move toward bringing the most serious charges against those responsible for the insurrection. And hopefully it's not just the foot soldiers who were launched on the Capitol on January 6th, but hopefully it's those who funded, who organized, who incited, and who may have covered up the insurrection. It signals that we are moving toward justice. And justice matters. And I think we're going to get there, friends. As always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.